You ever realize you have a collection of something and you're like, should I keep this? I should probably get rid of this. Why am I keeping this? I really like this. I don't want to get rid of it. Is it worth anything? Is it ever going to be worth anything?
Do I have the energy to find out if it's worth anything?
Do I have the energy to actually throw it away? It's 617-931-1234. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 and streaming on the Odyssey app. Tell everybody what you found.
So I'd cleaned up my basement like a year or so ago. I can't remember at this point. I'd gotten rid of a lot of stuff. I jettisoned a lot. But the other day I was looking for something else and I found these two huge like Case Logic binders. Remember those? And they're filled with CDs. Filled from cover to cover. The really, really big ones. Mm. Cover to cover.
Oh yeah, I remember them.
And they're the most random things in the world. Like one of them is, well, I guess what at the time was current music.
Sure.
But it was a lot. I'm a big soundtrack person, I think, because I like, you know, like it's like a mixtape, right? So I have like the Fast and Furious soundtrack, Not Another Teen Movie soundtrack, Bring It On soundtrack.
You Clueless purchased soundtrack. The Not Another Teen Movie soundtrack?
Now, whether I purchased it or it came to a radio station I worked at, don't
very
know.
Different.
I don't know the answer to that
question.
Yeah,
we used to get a lot of promotional CDs back in the
day. And you would save all of them?
Yeah, I liked them. I like a mix of music. And before there was, you know, a place where you could just hit shuffle, this is how you did it.
These are like relics of another time.
Oh, but then I have another binder, Dan, that is nothing but 80s music. And so many compilations of 80s music. Because, and I assume this is back from when we were in Fayetteville, North Carolina, in the 90s.
Yes.
Mid to late 90s. In the 1900s, Carson.
You might have 500 CDs between those two cases.
Probably.
Because I used to carry around my DJ CDs in those same Case Logic binders, and I could probably fit 250 in one of those books.
They're full. And the 80s one is because I did, in the noontime hour, I did the All Request Flashback Cafe.
Yeah, you did.
And we just didn't have a whole lot of music in the system. And so, like, I would go and search for things because I liked a really eclectic mix, and thankfully I had a boss that didn't give me crap about it.
When's the last time you owned a CD player?
There's one in my car.
What?
There's one in my car.
How old is your car?
What?
2016.
It has a CD player?
Sure does.
Shut the front door.
Mm-hmm. I have a CD in it. But yes, but I don't listen to it all that much.
Doesn't have the 6-disc changer?
It doesn't. I wish it did because then I might listen to these more. And I realize that, you know, now you can go on Spotify or whatever. But not everything is available on Spotify. A lot of things aren't. A lot of things that I used to have on Spotify are gone. Mm-hmm. You know, when I go to listen to one of my playlists that I've created, half the music's gone. So some part of me says, well, keep it, because, you know, one day...
Could be worth something.
Computer... No, I don't care about that. The computers are all going to crash one day, though.
And you're going to want to listen to your Fast and Furious soundtrack.
Correct.
When the apocalypse happens, it'll just
right,
be
Dan.
You, a boombox, and the Not Another Teen Movie soundtrack.
That's it.
Jessica from Franklin, she found a mouse in her house for the first time this morning.
Oh. Condolences.
Sorry to hear about that. But then what did you also find in your basement?
I have thousands and thousands of Magic the Gathering cards in my basement.
Did you collect them, or were you dating somebody that collected them?
So, here's the thing, is my husband and I, before we met each other, independently were both playing. I've been playing since I was 12 years old. And we got married, you know, after being together for 7 years. And then a year or two into the marriage is when we finally decided to combine our card collections. Because to us, that was a really big commitment.
Bigger than marriage?
If you're going to share some good cards, if you're going to be sharing those good cards.
It's like joint bank account first, then Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh, absolutely. We were living together for like 3 years. We had, you know, joint finances, joint names in the bank account. Everything was shared. Except those cards.
So, did you...
Because wild. People play against each other.
Yeah.
When you found them, did you decide to throw them away?
So, he has decided that his summer project, because he's a history teacher, is to sort through the cards and get rid of extras. And so the entire basement floor is just little piles of cards from, you know...
Cataloging is important.
Ago.
Who has the better deck, you or him?
It's theirs now, Dan.
Oh,
it's theirs.
No. It is mine.
Tell them. Thank you, Jessica.
That is so cool. If you make money, I want to know.
We're watching this show right now on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called.
King of Collectibles.
It's about this Golden Collectibles company. And that's what they do is they buy and sell like sports memorabilia cards like that.
It's fascinating.
Really good show. Hannah's from Randolph.
Hey, Hannah.
What did you want to say?
Hi.
What are you hanging on to?
Well, it's not me that's hanging on to it. It was my brother, and he's hanging on to his ex-girlfriend.
Hey-o!
In what regard?
She lives in the office, has lived there, even though they've been broken up since March. So, you know, it's July.
Oh, yeah, he's got a clean house.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, I was thinking more...
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Along the lines of, like, baseball cards or ceramic dolls.
Yeah, he's got Magic the Gathering cards, too.
Yeah, but keep the Magic cards. Get rid of the ex.
There are things in his house that he doesn't need anymore. It follows the instructions.
Thank you, Anna.
Plot twist.
617-931-1234.
Yeah, Taylor Swift started releasing CDs. I think I'm right. I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
It's going to come back around.
Eventually. What are you hanging on to? Magic the Gathering or CDs or an ex? What do you have in your basement right now that you think you should get rid of?
Or your office.
617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.